Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Well, Harold in Florida needs more space, so you want to build a shed. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, I have a pad that is 10 foot wide, 20 foot long, and I was wanting to put up a building on it, but I didn't know whether, you know, a metal building as opposed to putting up a wooden structure, which would be more economical. Of course, the steel, I think, is, the longevity of steel would make that better. But price-wise, I was wondering if you had any ideas with building that size.
So, Harold, this would be for storage purposes or for a living space?
For storage purposes and for work.
Well, if it's a shed, it's probably considered a temporary building. So I'm not sure that there are any tax implications unless, of course, you have a wood shop business, and this is going to be part of the space, and maybe there's a deduction you can get that way. But in terms of the longevity, there are
Keep in mind, Harold's in Florida.
I know. There are a lot of good quality steel buildings that are out there today. They're an inexpensive way to build an additional building. But in terms of something that is just for a shed purpose, I'd probably build it from scratch myself, and I might use wood. And the other option is plastic. There are a lot of really neat plastic sheds out there now that are sort of made into sort of a structural wall panel. Where it's like a structural insulated panel without the insulation, where it's sort of like a constructed to lock together and do a good job at building an entire building, but to be super strong and lightweight and inexpensive. So that's yet another option for you.
But I was thinking hanging pegboard on the inside for tools.
Yes. Well, Harold, you're a woodworker, so I would say you ought to frame it out of wood and go from there. But before you put that shed in, make sure you check your local zoning, because there are generally rules about these additional buildings and how they're built. And especially in an area like Florida, you want to make sure that they are tied into the ground properly so that they don't become airborne in a storm.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty. That means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.